Parshas Mishpatim introduces us to the world of relationships, and very specifically to the world of financial relationships. All types of involvement with other human beings, and we're given instructions as to how to approach people and how to approach our interactions with them. One of the principles presented is the very famous Jewish principle of charity. In our parsha, the Torah introduces the commandment to lend other people money. And the Medrash Rabbah here says something so succinct, so simple, and yet so inspiring and eye-opening and profound. And that is, and I sent you a picture of it, and that is, it says, look, there are basically two different creatures in this world, you know, this human experience. The people who have money and the people who don't have money, right? I mean, that's one way to break down the world population. You have food and you don't have food. The haves and the have-nots. And basically, we think, oh, it's the people who have stuff, oh, they're good. And the people who are unlucky, who don't have, oh, those are the people who are like, you know, stuck. Well, it's not so. The Medrash says almost like in a nonchalant, by the way, you know, type of expression. Look, every person struggles. Every person is tested. And that's the line that I'm focusing on here. Every person is tested all the time. Each and every individual is constantly tested. And here, the Medrash draws our attention to a specific example. And that is, the rich people have a challenge and the poor people have a challenge. That's it. The language of the Medrash. She'ein biria, she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu menaseh osa. There is no person. There is no creation who is untested. God doesn't test them. And here's the example. The rich, God tests him whether he's going to be able to open his hand, whether he's going to be able to open his hand and give away his money to the poor. That's his test. And the poor, well, their test is how they're going to respond emotionally and spiritually and theologically in regards to their relationship with God. You know, God, they don't have money. It's painful. They're struggling. They're stuck. Am I angry at God? Do I get upset at God? How do I continue on in my relationship with God? That is the poor man's test. But the rich man is just as much tested as the poor man, and that's the principle that touches me from this midrash. Everybody is constantly tested, always. The tests, you know, come in different shapes and different sizes, but there is no person who has no problems. There is no person who has no tests. There is no person who has no challenges. You know, there's a Yiddish slur, a Yiddish curse almost, you know. You should be the richest person in your family. Meaning, you'll be very rich, but you'll also have to answer the requests of other people asking you for money. So, rich or poor, get ready for a life filled with tests. And these tests, of course, are opportunities for spiritual greatness. Shabbat Shalom.